have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Look! Here comes a boat!
Really? Oh, it's about time! On
this boat, we'll sail away. This is the world of boating. Gregor, first mate, Barry the boater, and Mike the mariner rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and attempt something new. For the first time ever, we're doing a live stream from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Mike the Mariner is on site with somebody from Greenline Boats that is pretty unique from the standpoint that their boats are hybrids. Is that right, Mike?
Exactly. I'm here with Shelley Morton with Yacht Sales International and also Greenline. They are the representative for the Greenline Yachts. Welcome.
Thank you.
So tell us about these yachts. These are pretty amazing vessels, and the technology they incorporate for propulsion is pretty unique.
So Greenline has actually been producing production level yachts for quite some time now. We're actually on generation 6 of our hybrid system. So we've gone through 6 iterations. We've learned a whole lot over the last years. I think our first true hybrid came off the line right around 2011. So we've gone through a lot of changes. We've learned a lot of lessons, but we're really proud of the system that we've got now. So we're standing right here next to the Greenline 45, and both the 45 and the 48 have the same hybrid system. It's a Yanmar system paired with that electric unit. So when you're in diesel mode, that electric unit is spinning and it is generating power, putting it into the battery bank. But then when you want to go in electric mode, the diesels go off completely, and that electric unit is now your electric motor and spinning the props and propelling the boat. So you're silently and very efficiently cruising on electric. Now, the idea behind the hybrid system is not so much fuel savings. Yes, you are going to get some fuel savings, but that's really not what we're looking for with this hybrid, because these electric motors, they don't go very fast. And when you're going that same speed in a diesel, you're not really burning a lot of fuel. Right. But where your big savings are going to come on a vessel like this is going to be your maintenance costs.
Yeah.
So one, you don't have a generator at all on this boat. So one less thing to maintain.
Generator.
No generator at all. And so because of those electric units, they are essentially your generator. When your diesel motors are running, you're generating power. So no diesel generator to maintain, and you're going to essentially eliminate all of your idle hours on diesel. So anytime you're waiting for a bridge, anytime you're waiting for a fuel dock, you're in the ICW, you're in the marina, you're in slow zones, diesels go off completely.
So let's talk about like the practical application of it. So no generator, how long can you run the house systems without generation?
So that's a really tricky question to answer.
But depends on your style of boating.
Effort. So yeah. I mean, it's really going to depend on how you're using the vessel, right? So if I'm on here and I've got a group of friends and I need all of the air conditioning units running, we've got the margarita machine out, then we're looking probably closer to 24, maybe 48 hours. But if it's a nice, beautiful day like we've got today and the air conditioning doesn't need to be on and it's a nice, bright, sunny day, and you opt for the hard top with the 45 or the 48, so you get 6 solar panels. So if we've got a lot of good incoming solar and we don't need to be running those air conditioning units, in theory, some of these boats could be at anchor indefinitely without having to listen to any sort of generator.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
You really, it's like anybody that's owned an electric car, it's all about how you use it, right? So if you're pedal to the metal and just using all the bells and whistles, then you're going to deplete the system faster. But if you're cognizant of what you're doing and how the boat is responding, then you can really elongate your time at anchor.
So let's also talk about the underway performance. So when you're on battery versus in diesel mode, what's the performance?
So when you're on electric, your top speed is probably going to be 6 or 7 knots. But your most efficient point of speed is going to be right around like 4 knots. And that is going to get you about 20 nautical miles. But again, it's so dependent on the conditions, right? So if it's a nice, bright, sunny day, we're cruising in the ICW, so it's nice and flat. In theory, you could get a lot further. But also you could get less, because again, if you've got the air conditioning running in these bigger vessels, you can opt to have gyroscopic stabilization. So that is a big energy suck. So you're going to be, you know, pulling a lot of other, pulling away from the propulsion, essentially. Right. So again, it's just all about how you use the boat. But then, you know, if it's time to get where you need to go quickly, then you just fire up the diesels. And with the 375 Yanmars, we're looking at a cruise speed in the high teens and your top speed in the mid 20s.
That's pretty
good.
Performance.
Yeah. What about price? We got to get there, Mike.
Drive. So yeah. Everybody loves a shaft drive. Yeah. And it's a really cool system. It's pretty compact in there. So they did a V drive,
right,
and the electric motor and the diesel, they're all on that same shaft. So yeah, it's a pretty cool system.
So if someone was interested in a boat like this, what's the general cost range for the 45?
Green Line actually does a pretty standard, a pretty bare base boat. The thought behind that is that you can really come in and customize it to be exactly the boat that you want it to be. So the base price of the boat brought here to the U.S. is going to be right around 1.5, but you can outfit her with all the bells and whistles, and then we're looking more at like 2.2. So kind of everywhere in between.
A well fit out 45 footer,
brand
with all
new
the technology you'd want, the navigation.
I'd say a good middle ground is going to be right at $2 million.
All right.
And Mike asked her, would you get a preferred customer discount if you throw in a free World of Boating hat and T-shirt?
Yeah, that's a great point. So so Greg, our fearless leader, is asking if we get a discount if we give you a World of Boating hat.
And a T-shirt.
I got my answer.
I'm not privy to numbers. That would be the big boss man over there. I'm not allowed to give any discounts, but we can surely talk to him.
Uh-huh. I think the discount would be the value of the hat, which is about $6.75.
Yeah.
You know what? I could probably swing that one.
Right.
How's the show been for them so far, Mike? Ask her.
How's the show been? Traffic and
you know, it's a little slower than we had originally intended, or not intended, but it, like, than we expected. But I'd say that the quality of people that are coming onto the booth, I'd say that over last year, people that are coming are boat buyers. They're ready. You know, there was a lot of just uncertainty in the market last year and over the last couple of months. But I think people are just kind of getting to the point where, like, you know what, if we're going to do it, let's just do it. And so there definitely seems to be a lot of boat buyers out there.
Yeah. That's good. And how much excitement is the hybrid system generating?
Yeah, it's always fun watching people walk down the dock and they see the big hybrid system on the on the side of the boats. And they're like, what? It's a hybrid. And so we get so many people. I mean, we always station somebody out at the end of our pier here because, you know, it's just they need to ask, well, what does that mean? And so we've all practiced our spiel pretty extensively.
Right.
Good stuff. Well, tell her you want one, Mike. And
yes, I do want one.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they got to give it to us.
I want one too. I just got to sell a couple more.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, she's on a mission. Tell her thanks. Right. That's good stuff indeed.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great to meet you guys. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Green Line Yachts there at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Hybrid systems. That's pretty sweet stuff. And I mean, I think she made some pretty good points there. If Mike doesn't buy one, I think Barry the Boater is. Right, Barry?
Yep. Let's see. Greg Holt.
Put that card
expiration
away. What are you doing with that number? Son of a... Oh,
what's that three-digit number on the back of the card?
Nothing.
Just read that to
Never
me
mind. Let's just mute his mic, and we'll be back on the World of Boating from the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show next.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the boating world? Well, look no further than the World of Boating Radio Show. Just like you, thousands of boating enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. go to worldofboating.com, send us an email, and let's get to work to make your marketing message matter.